This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Meeting the moment.
We're doing approximately 300,000 tests per day.
Tesla CEO restarts production.
He's putting workers at risk.
A plan to play ball.
The first games could take place in July.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. The nation's top infectious disease expert is set to tell the Senate there will be needless suffering and death if the country reopens too fast. Dr. Anthony Fauci indicates that in an email to the New York Times, and his warning comes as President Trump makes new claims about coronavirus testing, with the reported death toll now topping 80,000. CBS's Weijia Jiang says the president believes the country has prevailed and met the moment.
We certainly have done a great job on testing.
President Trump praised his administration's efforts to provide coronavirus testing throughout the country. One of his top health experts said the U.S. currently has the capacity to conduct 3 million tests per week. But some experts say the U.S. needs to perform at minimum more than 6 million per week. The president claimed widespread testing is already available.
As far as Americans getting a test, they should all be able to get a test right now.
But just moments after, Admiral Brett Giroir corrected that.
Anybody who needs a test can get a test in America.
Giroir says tests are actually limited to those who need them, like people who have COVID-19 symptoms or are participating in contact tracing. Mr. Trump said White House staffers will now be required to wear masks except in their own offices. But President Trump is exempt from that rule and dismissed the idea that a lack of precautions led to infections.
I don't think the system broke down at all. It can happen. It's the hidden enemy.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. The president insists.
The numbers are coming way down, and they're coming down rapidly.
But outside of New York City, coronavirus cases are on the rise. The president insists the economy will come roaring back.
It's a transition to greatness.
But he has suggested, without offering evidence, that some Democratic governors are dragging their heels for political purposes.
There just seems to be no effort on certain blue states to get back into gear.
Correspondent David Begno has the latest on efforts in several states to get up and running again.
In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis allowed some barbershops and salons to reopen Monday.
Making sure that everyone sanitizes and washing their hands.
South of Denver, in Castle Rock, Colorado, on Monday, crowds ignoring social distancing orders returned for a second day to CNC breakfast, even after local officials issued an order to close for 30 days.
People need to stand up for their freedom. And
the restaurant's owner, Jesse Arellano, says he's prepared to face the consequences for his actions.
If we have disobedience, you're going to say, well, we're going to lock down more. Now it's not about health anymore. Now they're telling you, we got the power, you will comply, or we're going to punish you.
In California, Tesla CEO Elon Musk says he's resumed production at his plant in violation of local virus rules. Good for him, says this woman who lives nearby.
It's a big company. Everybody relies on that.
This neighbor is not so sure.
He's putting workers at risk. I'm sure they haven't done all the protocols that need to be done to keep people safe in that factory.
A mysterious illness in children that could be linked to the coronavirus is turning up in more states. It's blamed for at least 3 deaths. There are dozens of reported cases in New York. It causes fever, rashes, and inflammation that has landed some kids in intensive care. In Illinois, Sarah Garcia's son Nolan got sick.
It wasn't typical, what you're thinking, COVID symptoms. It wasn't a cough. He was not having a hard time breathing.
His coronary arteries became enlarged, and he did test positive for COVID-19. More European countries are easing their virus lockdowns. CBS's Vicky Barker on a poignant moment for a family in Spain.
Reunited after 2 months, 2 grown sisters and their children.
Much time with no touch.
But still no actual touch allowed. They blow kisses at each other, hugging themselves as a way of hugging each other. Toasting their reunion at arm's length. Former hotspot Spain's been through a harrowing ordeal, and the rituals of normal family life are still showing the scars.
A black DA from the Atlanta area is the new prosecutor in the Ahmaud Arbery case. The black man shot and killed in February. Charges were brought against a white father and son last week. Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr.
We will work with the family, the community, the state, our federal partners, anybody who is interested in uncovering the facts.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments remotely today in 2 cases involving President Trump's financial records. CBS's Steve Dorsey.
3 congressional committees are seeking the president's tax returns and other financial documents, but his administration will argue they should be kept secret because they're being sought for political purposes. The case is seen as a test of the power of Congress and what information it can compel from the executive branch.
As researchers race to develop a COVID-19 vaccine, hackers from China and other countries are pushing to steal that work. Here's CBS's Charlie Daggett.
Intelligence sources tell CBS News Chinese state-backed hackers have been mobilized and laser-focused with one target in mind. Robert Hannigan is the former director of GCHQ, Britain's version of the NSA.
The most valuable intellectual property in the world right now is to do with COVID vaccines.
They're hitting anything to do with COVID-19 related research for vaccines, tests, and treatments. University labs, medical facilities, government agencies, pharmaceutical companies. Now add in working from home, thousands of people on laptops with vulnerable software.
It sounds like a hacker's paradise.
Yeah, it's made the playground much bigger.
Charlie Daggett, CBS News, London.
Major League Baseball is sidelined now, but CBS's Steve Futterman tells us maybe not for long.
If approved, we could start hearing this in July.
Swinging a long drive to left center field. It is gone.
But it would be a much different baseball season, an 82-game schedule, essentially half the games that are normally played. No fans would be inside the stadiums. Both leagues would use the designated hitter, and teams would largely have regional schedules playing teams in their general areas. 4 additional teams would make the playoffs. The key sticking point could be how much the players will be paid.
After social media photos of planes jammed with mask-wearing passengers, United Airlines says it'll notify customers if their flight is expected to be close to full, and they can rebook or get a travel credit. The airline will not guarantee an empty middle seat. A guitar seen in a memorable TV concert is hitting the auction block.
Fans of Nirvana have a chance to get their hands on the guitar the late Kurt Cobain played during an MTV Unplugged performance. But make sure you have a fat wallet. Bidding on this 1959 Martin D18E acoustic electric, expected to start at $1 million. The guitar comes in a battered case and includes a small suede bag in its storage compartment, a bag where Cobain is said to have stashed his heroin. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
That's the CBS World News Roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.